Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name, God's name, is great, and God's name is worthy to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. We greet you this morning, and we thank you for being here with us. Please have a seat at the breakfast table, as a spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. I am your host, and I am your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. We pray that everybody is having a good day, a good season, a good week. We thank God for this Holy Week, this Passion Week, where we reminisce the last days of Jesus' life here on earth, his last steps, the places he went to visit, the things that he did, how he handled the Father's business. And we see what Jesus did was important. If you know you're going to leave, you're going to make sure that the important things are taken care of. If you're going on a vacation, you're going to make sure before you go that the important things are taken care of till you come back. Come on, somebody. Amen. And Jesus, that's exactly what Jesus did. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we saw, hallelujah, how he handled, amen, came in on the donkey, amen, into Jerusalem, amen, hallelujah. We saw how he handled, glory be to God, the fig tree, amen, because that represented hypocrisy, amen, the turning over the tables at the temple. His house would be called the house of prayer and not a house of foolishness. Amen, scamming and pimping, glory be to God. And we saw, amen, how Jesus took the kiss yesterday. Ooh, he took the kiss, he took the kiss, he took the kiss. He knew it was a kiss of betrayal, but he took the kiss. And my God, Jesus had mercy. We want to thank God, amen, hallelujah, for our Bible study on last night. And we saw how Jesus forgave. He did not leave this world with unforgiveness in his heart, because it's not going to flow, saints. It's just not going to flow. We know you're trying to get to heaven any kind of way you can get to heaven, but you can't get to heaven any kind of way you can get to heaven. You have to get to heaven on God's terms. And without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Amen and amen. So we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Amen. So hallelujah. In Matthew's chapter number 27, I'm going to read just a couple verses in your hearing on today. Glory be to God. And it reads like this. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, thou sayest. And when he was accused of the chief priests and the elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, hear thou not how many things they witness against you? And he answered him never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now, at that feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner, whoever they wanted. And they had a notable prisoner. His name was Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, who should I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered Jesus. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, don't have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, which of these two men should I release unto you? Glory be to God. And Pilate said unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ? And they all said unto him, let him be crucified. And the governor said, why? What evil has he done? But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified. Then when Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water, washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then answered all the people and said, this blood be on us and on our children. Then released Barabbas, they released Barabbas unto them. And when they had scourged Jesus, they delivered Jesus to be crucified. Beloved, and this is the blessed word of God. Amen for the blessed people of God. We want to talk to you, amen, for a few minutes this morning, beloved, on the title, Jesus Went to the Extreme. Why did Jesus go so far? Why did Jesus go so far? Beloved, we see in our scripture on this morning, Jesus standing before Pilate, and he was standing before the religious leaders who had accused Jesus of a different crime other than the ones that they had arrested him for. They arrested Jesus for blasphemy, claiming to be God. And they was really upset with Jesus, as I said last night in the Bible study, because Jesus had a little color. Jesus was a black Jew. Now, I don't care what nobody say. Jesus was a black Jew. And they said, this black man with this woolly hair, who do you think he is? The boy is, and he's committing blasphemy. Lock his behind up. That was their attitude. Ooh, huh? Beloved, but the charge would mean nothing to the Romans. So the religious leaders had to accuse Jesus of crimes that would have concerned the Roman government. Crimes such as encouraging the people not to pay their taxes. Crimes such as claiming to be a king and causing riots. These accusations were not true, but the religious leaders were determined to kill Jesus. And by doing so, beloved, they broke the commandments against testifying falsely, where we are told directly that we should not
claim false witness against our neighbors, but they did that anyhow against Jesus and against murder, because we know that murder is a no-no in the sight of God. But they did it anyhow. Glory be to God. Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. So here Jesus is standing before Pilate. For a leader who was supposed to administer justice. This was the purpose of the king. This is the purpose of the president. This was the purpose. Okay. They're supposed to administer justice. This is why Jesus was brought before them, before him. Pilate proved to be more concerned about political expectations than about doing what was right. He had several opportunities to make the right decision. His conscience told him Jesus was innocent. Roman law said an innocent man should not be put to death. And not only that, Pilate's wife had a nightmare the night before that caused her to encourage her husband to let Jesus go. Please let that innocent man go. Pilate had no good excuse to condemn Jesus, but Pilate was afraid of the crowd. Beloved, as we talked a little bit last night, amen, crowds are very, very fickle. you can't pick the, oh my God. Ooh, people. People is something. Your greatest deliverance, beloved, your greatest deliverance is the day that God delivered you from people. Crowds are very, very fickle. There may have been many in the crowd who had cheered for Jesus just a few days before when Jesus rode on Palm Sunday on that donkey into Jerusalem. Some of these people was the same people there, Hosanna, Hosanna to the highest, putting their branches down, putting the palms down. Yeah, here come the king. Here come Jesus. These were some of the same people cheering him on Sunday. And here it is, beloved, on Thursday, they are turned against the man. Woo, my God, look like Jesus had more than one Judas. They loved Jesus on Sunday because they thought he was going to inaugurate his kingdom. He was going to be the political ruler. Jesus was going to deliver them out of their present-day bondage and suppression. They didn't understand the true meaning. They didn't understand the mission. So when they found out, they hated him. Isn't that something? They loved Jesus on Sunday and they hated Jesus on Friday. Wow. You see why God said, don't put your trust in no man? Now you're beginning to see why Jesus said, don't put your trust in no man but God. Because God is not fickle. God loved you yesterday. God going to love you today, too. Here, these people love Jesus on Sunday, Palm Sunday. Here it is Friday, and they hollering, crucify him, crucify him. Give us Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. Give us the murderer. Give us him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So when Jesus' power appeared to be broken, they hated him. They loved him because they thought he had the power. And then they hated him when it appeared as though he did not have the power and he was about to be die. They wanted to make sure they reinforced that by solidifying it, yeah, kill him. In the face of the mass uprising against Jesus, his friends were afraid to speak up. They was afraid. Glory be to God. Jesus did not say a mumbling word. We see the fruit of the Spirit in action here. We see the fruit of the Spirit in action. Boy, that's long suffering. That's temperance. That's all nine of the fruit. For Jesus to keep his mouth shut, that was all nine of the fruit. That was love, that was faith, that was long suffering. That was all nine of the fruit. And joy. Because he knew what was about to happen in the next day or two. Jesus' silence fulfilled the words of the prophet, beloved, that we read in Isaiah 53:7. Write that down in your notes on this morning. Isaiah 53:7. And Jesus came to fulfill the law. You must remember that. Jesus did not come to demolish the law. Jesus came to fulfill the law. You need the Old Testament and you need the New Testament. Hear me. Glory be to God. Chapter number 7 says this. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Jesus didn't say a mumbling word. And we are sure that Pilate was amazed that Jesus didn't try to defend himself. He recognized the obvious plot against Jesus. He wanted to release Jesus. His wife had already said she had a dream that Jesus was innocent, but he didn't do it. And Pilate was already under pressure from Rome to keep peace in his territory. So the last thing that Pilate needed was a rebellion over this quiet and seemingly insignificant man. So it seems. Beloved, they took Jesus to trial. Real quick, it was illegal. Y'all know some folks right now in court, in jail, and everything was illegal. Everything was illegal. The evidence was illegal. Everything. They put an innocent person in jail. Some of us got family members right now, friends, people we know. Jesus' trial was illegal. Number one, even before the trial began, it had been determined that Jesus must die. There was no innocent until proven guilty approach. Number two, false witnesses were sought to testify against Jesus. Usually, the religious leaders went through an elaborate system of screening witnesses to ensure justice. Number three, no defense for Jesus was sought, and no defense for Jesus was allowed. Number four, the trial was conducted at night. give us a break. Which was against the religious leaders' laws. Number five, the high priest put Jesus under oath, but then incriminated him for what he said. And then lastly, beloved, the case was tried in the high priest's home. But cases involving serious charges like Jesus were supposed to be tried only in the regular meeting place of the Jewish high council, the Sanhedrin. So we see here, beloved, amen, that everything was illegal. Nothing was legit with Jesus' trial. But they did it anyhow. Ran him through the muck. This shady is all get out. They was determined that they was going to shut his mouth. They was determined that they was going to take this one out. Huh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Jesus said, nobody took my life. Hallelujah. Beloved, faced with a clear choice, the people had a choice. Oh, God, give people choices. What you want? You want this or you want that? You want to keep the baby? You want to abort the baby? Huh? You want to live straight or you want to live gay? Huh? You want to live for the devil or you want to live for God? Huh? Isn't it awesome how God created us and then gave us the freedom of choice to do right or wrong? That amazes me. But that's really still another expression of love if we go deeper. Glory be to God. The people had a choice. The people chose Barabbas. Barabbas was a murderer. He was a revolutionary. And they chose this guy over the Son of God. And even today, beloved, we are faced with the same choices. It's no different today than it was back then, some 2,000 years ago. We are faced with the same choice, and many people are still choosing Barabbas. They just don't want Jesus. Now, this guy here is a murderer. Give us Barabbas. But this guy here is a fraud. Give us Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. Even today, whenever we reject Jesus, whenever we turn our back on Jesus, whenever, glory, we become enemies to the cross of Christ, beloved. People today would rather have the tangible force of human power right now than the eternal salvation offered by the Son of God. So Pilate let him go. Pilate didn't make a decision. He just let the people go. Well, whatever y'all want to do. That is not a leader. Whatever you want to do, you the leader. You make the decision. Some people gonna like it, some people don't. Well, won't. No matter what you do, folks, you're not gonna get 100 participation. Anytime Jesus didn't get 100 participation, as we said last night, you ain't going to get 100% participation. If you are living a life right now, beloved, and everybody like you, and everybody your friend, and you say you don't have no enemies, huh? You doing something wrong. Yeah, you doing something wrong. Either you're being a chameleon, huh? What the young folks say, you're two-faced it. You're trying to blend in with every crowd, every opinion. No. If everybody like you, you doing something wrong. When you get 100% agreeing, you doing something wrong. Because if everybody didn't like Jesus, you best believe everybody not going to like and agree with you. He said, greater works will we do. He didn't say we was better than him. Let's set the record straight. Glory be to the living God. So, and Pilate, he didn't make a decision. But in making no decision, Pilate made a decision and not making a decision. What you want to do, babe?
I don't know.
What you want to do? If you love me, you'll do it. I don't know, whatever you want to do. So you didn't make a decision, but you made a decision in not making a decision. And that's what happened here, beloved. And making no decision, Pilate made the decision to go with the crowd and let the crowd crucify Jesus. Although Pilate washed his hands, the guilt remained. Ooh, my God, we could run with that today, but I don't have time. The guilt remains. Oh, my God, the guilt, the stain of guilt and shame. Ooh, my God, sookie. Washing your hands of a tough situation does not cancel your guilt. Only merely gives you a false sense of peace. I got peace in this because I don't wash my hands. Yeah, but it's false, baby. Because you still guilty as all get out. You guilty. You ain't dealt with that. You haven't dealt with the sin. You haven't confessed a thing. All you did was wash your hands. You got to wash more than your hands. Your heart got to be cleansed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, do not make excuses. You must take responsibility for every decision that you make. For every action, there is a reaction. And the choice is yours, as we see in today's word. The choice is yours, but the consequences belong to God. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. This is the night before.
This was the night before the crucifixion, y'all. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the crucifixion. This was the night before. Jesus was betrayed by Judas, charged illegally, taken to the courts.
Glory,
Jesus had 6 different hearings in one night. And we know, when's the hearing day? In today's time, when's the hearing? Oh, the hearing 3 months from now. We waiting 3-4 months for a hearing. Amen. And Jesus had 6 hearings in one night. Unrecognizable. As the story goes on, beloved, what happened to Jesus, amen, when Pilate handed him over? If you think about it long enough, it'll make you cry. So we just going to skip it real fast. We ain't gonna stay there. We don't want to start crying right now. But the question that we want to put out here today is, why did Jesus go to the extreme? Why did Jesus go this far? He could have called 10,000 angels. He could have left in a moment notice. Now you see me, now you don't. Jesus could have been up out of here. He said, Lord, take me back. Take me. I'm taking my seat back in heaven. I'm out of here. Y'all humans, y'all handle this thing the best way y'all can handle it. But I'm gone. Beloved, Jesus was 100% man. Don't think that Jesus didn't feel the whippings. Don't think that Jesus didn't feel the pain. Don't think that Jesus didn't feel the nails going, the spikes going into his arms and in his feet. Beloved, don't think that Jesus didn't feel the heaviness. But to the point, glory be to God, when he asked God, why did God forsake him? And of course, we know God didn't forsake him, but for that moment, however long it was, when Jesus took on the sins of the whole wide world, Hitler's sins, your sins, the ex-president's sins, everybody's sins, past, present, and future. Why did Jesus go this far? Songwriter sing song. Oh, how he loves me. Yeah. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Jesus went to the extreme to express the love of the Father and to provide the way for us to be redeemed back to God. Where the first Adam messed up in the garden, God sent the second Adam who would not mess up. And he completed the mission. He did not bite of the forbidden fruit. He did not yield to the temptation. He did not yield to the desires of his flesh. He completed his course to express the love of God, the will of God for the glory of God. Jesus was about the will of the Father. Beloved, so often people are about God's will, but it's not for God's glory. People are about God's will for their own glory. To shine the light on me. Let me be the superstar. No. The will of God for the glory of God. Jesus went through the extreme, beloved. All of that. All of that. All of that. Glory be to God. Tonight, they'll be whipping him some kind of bad.
Glory be to God. We're skipping through the story. You know the story. If you don't know the story, read the story. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Last Supper. Jesus had the Last Supper. He was betrayed by Judas. Glory be to God. The six hearings. Amen. Hallelujah. Went on down the, amen, the pipeline. Amen. Now he's here with Pilate. Amen. And they accused him falsely. Now they turn him over. Oh, if walls could talk. If walls could talk, what Jesus suffered that night. And now he's carrying his cross. He's carrying his cross. Golgotha's road. And tomorrow we'll pick up. Can't you hear the hammer ringing? Can't you hear the hammer ringing? Can't you hear the hammer ringing? Surely he died on Calvary. Let me say this to you, if you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, that Jesus went to the extreme that whosoever will be able to come to God in faith and receive God's grace and mercy. Because it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment, and it is not God's will that any soul should perish. Hell was not created for man, but hell was created for the devil and his angels. It is God's desire for you to live with him for eternally. There's only one way to God. There's only one way to God. Isn't that a little narrow-minded? Yeah, narrow is the way. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you try to get in any other way, you're a thief and you're a robber. And no, there will be no thieving and no robbing in heaven. It's only one way to God. You must be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus, marvel not that I say unto you, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Ye must be born again. Are you? Have you accepted Jesus Christ in your life as Lord and Savior? If you was the only person on planet Earth, Jesus would have still come. Every soul is precious in the sight of God. Have you received Jesus Christ in your heart, bona fide? Bona fide, I'm talking about a true Christian. Just not to have your names on somebody's church roll. I'm talking about a true Christian in your heart. Have you? And if you haven't, come on, we're going to help you this morning. Repeat after me. Well, I'm going to wait and go to church. No, you ain't got to. No, 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 no. You ain't got to do all that because there ain't no guarantee you're going to have an opportunity to get to church on Sunday. Three people die every 2 seconds. We don't even know how you made it this far without Jesus. We definitely don't. Look, you don't want to wait another 5 minutes. Come on, right now, give your life to the Lord. Repeat after me. Father God, I come to you this morning in humble submission, confessing all of my sins before you. I'm asking for your forgiveness, and I'm asking you to save my soul. As I open up my heart and open up my voice, open up my mind, and I recognize Jesus as Lord and Savior, and I give him an invitation to come in and live in my heart, to rule, to reign, direct, and to lead me and guide me and help me to follow you all the days of my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, Father, for erasing my name out of the book of death. Thank you, Father, that my name is now confirmed in the book of life. Now use me for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome, 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 welcome. It is the beginning, not the end. Amen. Hallelujah. But you're in the right place at the right time. You're right where you need to be. Amen. And welcome to the family of God. Reach out to us here at Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Let us know you gave your life to Christ. We want to pray with you. We want to pray for you. Now, for those who have already gone through that the sinner's prayer, but we living like we haven't. We take God for granted. And we're living under this radical grace. Think that we can do anything we want to do when we want to do it and just run to God and ask God to forgive us. That is so dangerous. Ooh, that is so dangerous. When you scheduling your sin, you got an appointment to sin Friday night at 8:00. Oh, that's dangerous. Some people they play with God to the extent they repent before they get there. You know what you're gonna do at 8:00. God forgive me. Here it is 7:00. Forgive me, Lord, what I'm about to do. Oh, you borderline blasphemous. You in a serious, you know what? I'm scared. I'm scared of you. God said, I'm going to spit you out. Now, that's lukewarm, defined, definite. We don't play with God like that. When we slip and we fall, you didn't see it coming, blah, 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 blah. God already made provisions for that. But not when you scheduling sin. Come on, come on. This is Holy Week. Let's get our act together. Beloved, we don't know how much more time we have. We don't know. We don't know how much. We don't know how close death is. We just know death coming. You might as well meet with me and let me meet with some of your family members and let's do some funeral prearrangements. You could pay for your funeral up front. And one payment, one monthly payment, if you die the next day, your family member and still have that money to put you away. Huh? You lock in your funeral prices. And with all these people dying with no type of coverage, y'all need to get with me and let's do your funeral arrangements. Glory be to God. Because it's not if you're going to die, it's when you're going to die. We got life, we got fire insurance just in case there's a fire. We got car insurance just in case there's a car accident. We know we're going to die, but we don't have no type of provision. We don't know when that time is coming, beloved. Could be a nuclear war in the background. It could blow everything up, which I believe there is going to be a nuclear war, but I believe that God's people in the church are going to be out of here by that time. But I believe there is going to be a nuclear war. Why are we putting off for tomorrow what we need to be, why are we putting off for tomorrow to do what we should have done on yesterday? Let's get our act together. It's Holy Week. Let's recommit. Let's recommit and ask God for a revival in our hearts. You don't have to wait till you get to church because you are the church. Amen. And amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. We will be meeting today. Amen. At 12:00 and then back at 9:00. Amen. For our prayer. I'm going to talk to the prayer warrior today. We're going to take a couple minutes and have Holy Communion tonight. Glory be to God on the 9:00 service. In Jesus' name. Okay. We will also, amen, be back tomorrow morning. Glory be to God. 5:00. Amen. Social media, 6:00 on this platform. And then we want to invite you at 12:00 for our Good Friday services. Our Good Friday services will be aired on Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, Apple TV, Roku TV, Google TV. I'll tell you who else. Wait a minute. All these places simultaneously. Okay. Glory be to God. Give me one second here. Give me one second. And I will let you know, okay, where we're going to be. So you can find us at 12:00 tomorrow with our 7 with our seven speakers. Amen. Glory be to God. Okay. All right. I thought I had it here. Amen. But let me see. Okay, here it is right here. We're going to be on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Roku TV, Amazon Fire TV, Google TV, all at the same time. Is that a power move? Or is that a power move? Is that a power move? Or is that a power move? Seven young people coming, amen, to share on the seven last days of Christ. Please, glory be to God. We invite you to come, amen, and support, amen, the broadcast on tomorrow. All right, and then Friday night at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock is our Friday night praise party. Friday night praise party. If you haven't seen us all year, this is the Friday night to stop by. Because, I mean, this is what the praise party is all about. Jesus dying. Because Jesus could not have rose again. Jesus had to die before he could rise again. If Jesus hadn't died, he couldn't have rose again. So you see how it's all linked together? Come on past on Friday night. If you don't stay the whole time, just come on past and give us a song. Give us a reading. Give us a prayer. Give us a testimony. Give us a shout out. Amen. On our Friday night praise party. Amen. 9 o'clock. Amen. In Jesus' name on this same platform. Father God, we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Thank you that Jesus went to the extreme to redeem us from the from extreme sin and devastation. Woo! Jesus went to the extreme to deliver us from the extreme. And all we need to do is exercise some extreme faith for our complete deliverance. God, thank you for extreme opportunities in Jesus' name. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. Thank you for canceling bad news, tears, and sorrow. Thank you, Father God, for our seven young people that's coming, Father God, to proclaim Jesus and the glory of Jesus. For here in this ministry and all around the world where people will be speaking, give you advanced praise for the souls that will be ushered into your kingdom. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, and the spirit, and decree and declare that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen and amen. Everybody have a good day. Meet you at the altar of prayer today, 12 o'clock, back at 9 o'clock. Lord's willing, Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Sign out, 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 out. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation is already here. Amen and amen.
heal.